Since Sunday, residents throughout the region have been helping with the recovery effort in Joplin through donations. They've donated toiletries, food, money, and blood. Chris Pilgrim, marketing manager of the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, says the initial response has been great, but now it's time to start making long-term plans.
The response by blood donors in the aftermath of the tornado has just been outstanding. We just compiled the numbers from the first couple of days of donations after the event on Sunday, and over 1,800 people in our 37-county region have rolled up their sleeves to give blood. Now, that's a great thing, and you know, we shipped 250 or so units in direct response to the events. What that does, though, it creates some potential problems for us down the line. We have plenty of blood right now to take care of the needs of the Joplin area victims and to aid in their recovery effort. But because of the short shelf life of blood, only 42 days, we are to a point now where we're starting to be concerned about times later on in the summer. And if I know that people want to help. I know that they want to find some way to volunteer and to give and to show their support for Joplin. The blood donations that we've received have been great. If you're wanting to donate blood, though, what we're urging you to do is wait just a couple of weeks. Wait a week or two and keep your regularly scheduled summertime donation schedule up. You may give it work. You may give it school, something like that. Please keep donating blood. But if you're going to do it in response to the Joplin storms, please be advised, we have plenty of blood right now. Please wait a week or so before you attempt that donation.
And how long does a donor have to wait in between donating blood?
Whole blood donors need to wait 56 days or must wait 56 days in between their donations. So, 2,000 or so donations that we've received over the last 2.5 days represents over a week's worth of blood in terms of our usage. You know, our hospitals in our area patients use about 275 units per day, give or take. So you can see with 2,000 units that have been donated in the past couple of days, that's a week's worth. It's more than a week's worth. So what we're afraid of is that on down the line, say in mid-June, late June, early July, whenever all these donors are not eligible to give yet, we're going to have some real shortage problems. So we're just asking people to continue to support local patients and Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, continue to support the Joplin area hospitals, of which our donors serve, but just to try to space out your donations a little bit so we can best meet the area needs.
Now, I'm sure as time moves on, media outlets that are stationed in Joplin right now will move on to the next news that breaks, and people may forget, you know, that they still need help. They're going to need help for the next couple of months. And I'm just wondering, do you guys have any sort of plan in place that you're going to keep reminding people that they can, that, you know, that blood is necessary and that it's going to continue to be a necessity for a while?
We are formulating those plans right now. A couple of things are going to happen in the near future in terms of how the blood is distributed. First of all, Community Blood Center of the Ozarks holds lots of blood drives in Joplin, as you would expect. Those drives are in question now for the next several months of whether they're going to take place or not. We know that potential donors in that area have been injured, killed, displaced, and so it may be difficult to contact those donors. It's going to be incumbent on folks in our other service areas, Northwest Arkansas being a good example, it's going to be incumbent on those folks to try to pick up the slack from Joplin. And that's a real way that you can help them to heal, to remember them as time goes on. And as the summer rolls on, we'll be trying to inform all of our donors and all of the general public about the need that will be ongoing in Joplin for months. You know, quite frankly, this summer we've got some great promotional efforts going for Northwest Arkansas blood donors, and hope that will prompt some people to give. But the message for blood donors that may be wanting to help Joplin is that this is a process that's going to take months and maybe even years, and we hope that you keep those residents in mind and those victims in mind and give blood through that cycle. Enter into a program of giving.
And how? What is the best way for people to stay aware of the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks work and what's going to be needed in the future?
We had a tremendous response, answered hundreds of questions through our social media outlets, our website at cbco.org, Facebook at Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. You can look that up and like us. And it turned out to be a great way that we got information out, correct information, and up-to-the-minute information as well. Our Facebook presence increased by almost 100%. We've now got about 2,000 followers, and the viral aspect of the social media really had an effect on the donations that came in this time. So that's a good way. Like us on Facebook. Go to the website at cbco.org to find an upcoming blood drive or just the latest information on how we're doing for the Joplin area and for the nine Northwest Arkansas area hospitals who our donors serve as well.
Thank you so much for your time today, Chris.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.